This is Dakota Datebook for June 17th. If you drop a silver quarter onto a hardtop table, a pure metallic ringing will arise. Pleasant to the ear, a brilliant tone. Where have all the silver coins gone? Long time passing. Indeed, a long time ago, U.S. coins were made of silver, gold, or copper and nickel. But today's coins are minted from zinc or brass or manganese, clad with cupronickel. They no longer contain precious metals. No silver, no gold. If you ever get your hands on a silver coin, be sure to keep it. But odds are you'll have a tough time finding one. The U.S. Treasury quit making dimes and quarters of silver way back in 1964. Here's the deal. In the early 1960s, coins became scarce because consumption of silver rose above quantities being mined, creating a shortage. Silver was heavily used for photographic film, tooth fillings, jewelry, and tableware. Therefore, in 1965, President Lyndon Johnson and his Treasury Department asked Congress for legislation to eliminate silver coins. These silverless dimes and quarters would instead consist of a mainly copper core with an exterior of copper-nickel alloy, a sandwich of cheaper metals that came to be known as clad coins. If you drop a modern clad coin upon a tabletop, it'll produce a dull clang. On this date in 1964, the Bismarck Tribune headlined a story about an effort by U.S. senators to mint 45 million new silver dollars during the coin shortage crisis, but this measure went nowhere. Instead, Congress approved the elimination of silver from dimes and quarters and reduced the portion of silver in Kennedy half dollars from 90% to 40%, and the silver was removed totally in 1970. The cheaper clad coins began circulating in late 1965. Silver coins continued in circulation, but sharp-eyed collectors began to stash them away. For several years, there were plenteous silver dimes and silver quarters still passing through the economy, often turning up in laundromats and other coin vending. How can you find silver dimes and quarters today? Well, metal detector hobbyists search for these old coins with sophisticated coin finders. Since careless people have always been dropping coins, meaning the landscape is literally littered with coins. Also, sort through your pocket change, looking for coins dated 1964 or earlier. You never know. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.